Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
UK gambling companies are to be banned from allowing consumers to use credit cards to bet, this happening from the 14th of April. It's the British Gambling Commission has announced this change. Transactions will be limited to cash or to debit cards. No plans for similar reforms in this country. For reaction now, I'm joined by former postmaster Tony O'Reilly. And Tony, good evening to you.
Good evening, how are you?
A long campaign in the UK by groups like Gamble Aware to urge the British government to implement this policy. Is it a good move?
Yeah, I believe it's a very positive step in the right direction. And it's again, as you said, it's a long campaign to try to get changes in the same way as there was a big campaign over there to get the FOB fee stake reduced from 100 sterling to £2. So it is a big step in the right direction, but it's only part of probably what we need to do on a wider scale to tackle the issue of problem gambling.
Now, I suppose your own story is really well known. You're now a gambling addiction counsellor, but you did manage to gamble your way through 10 million. And there's a whole story we've covered before about that. Mm-hmm. But did access to credit cards fuel your gambling addiction?
Yeah, when I read the news this morning, I was kind of reflecting on the way up to Dublin of my own kind of gambling history. And I believe that it had the gambling on credit cards had a huge impact on me developing a gambling problem. It was the ease of access to it. You were gambling with what was in essence borrowed money. And when you develop a problem, when you're in that kind of frenzied gambling as such, when you're kind of in that chase element, you will gamble on things that you wouldn't normally gamble on. You gamble with more money and you gamble probably in more quick succession without thinking what you're doing as such. So for me, with the credit card, when it was there in the background, I was able to just keep on lodging money onto my account and keep on gambling, trying to win that money back in that gambling period as such. So when I opened up my online account, you had to associate a credit card with the account to open it up. So it was an easy way for me to put the funds in. And also you weren't dealing face to face with people. So you were able to gamble on things you would normally bet on as well.
If we'd had this type of change that's now being announced in Britain from April, the banning of these credit cards, could it have curtailed your habits?
I believe so, yeah.
Do
because
you?
At the time, I didn't have a debit card. I just had an ordinary bank account that you could lodge or withdraw from the ATM. But for me then, because I was gambling with borrowed money, I was able to kind of do it so easily. And if I hadn't access to that money, maybe I may have looked for help at an earlier stage. Mm. I definitely wouldn't have gambled and the amount of money that I did at the early stages in my gambling problem. Because what happened to me, I had a limit of 10,000 on the credit card. So I'd go through that in a couple of months. And then it was the time with the Celtic Tiger. So I used to just get a loan and pay off the credit card and start the process again. And I amassed loans up to about 40 or 50, 60,000 in the time before I actually eventually turned to stealing money to fuel the addiction. And it was just so easy at the time to just lodge the money and continue to gamble.
And keep going. But isn't there still a risk, though, even with the banning of the credit cards, you can simply just transfer money from a credit account to a debit account and continue on?
Or you could take the money out and lodge it in over the counters.
Yeah.
But I think in that moment when a person with a problem gambling is in that compulsive moment, it might just be an extra control measure so that they mightn't do as much damage in the short term. Now, they still might get through the same amount of money. But I felt that in the middle of the night when I'm trying to get that money back to kind of get back to zero, if I didn't have access to that kind of money, if I had to physically go down and take out the money, lodge it into an account, it might just be an extra control that might stop me from kind of gambling to that excess at that time. And we also need stuff in place like deposit limits and proof of income and stuff like that. Because like I didn't set out to become a problem gambler, and if these things were in place when I started, at least I could have been questioned about where this money was coming from, or the kind of...
Have we woken up here yet to the severity of the problem here with gambling? I know there's big waiting lists in, even for your own counselling service.
Yeah, like a lot of more people are trying to access our service in Dublin and Waterford, our free service in Dublin and Waterford. I think we do need more government funding in regard to research, education and awareness, because the figures we're using for the amount of problem gamblers in Ireland are based on UK survey, and a separate survey in the north of Ireland is saying that 2.3% of the population of problem gamblers instead of 1% that's in the UK. So we do need research to see the scale of the problem here. And that we also need funding for specific treatment for problem gambling when people get to that point where, you know, they're after being affected.
Okay, Tony, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Tony O'Reilly there.